Kevin.
I want to thank you guys, first of all, for being patient. I know some of you guys tried to get in touch with me. I think you can understand over the weekend. I wanted to think about some things, and, you know, losing Tom is not an easy thing. He's a good friend of mine. He's done good work here, and I'm proud to work with him, and I only want to wish him the best moving forward. So, fire away with questions.
Where is your relationship right now with the owners?
You know, I've talked to Paul and communicated with him. I know that I'm going to do the best I possibly can here. I think it's been portrayed that, you know, it's strained, but what I would tell you is every single day I walk into this building, Nate walks into this building, Larry walks in this building, and we want to do the best we possibly can. Everything else is out of our control.
Do you
feel like you're wanted here?
I can't control that, James. I'm going to give everything I got. Blood, sweat, and tears. I do believe we've got the best owner in sports. Paul Allen is a phenomenal owner. We got a great coach. We got a great organization. Larry is a great president. I think it's been in some articles that, you know, we're not connected. That's not right. I don't like that. I don't like when I see things written that aren't correct. We have a wonderful organization. We're a family. Do we have bumps in the road? Absolutely. And we don't always agree on everything. I've told you guys this. And I think what makes a great organization isn't that you disagree. It's how you come together after you disagree. And we're in this together. We want to win. We want to win at the highest level. And I want the focus off of this and on the team. This team deserves our focus.
Are you being fired or will you resign?
I don't know that. I'm going to give it everything I have every day. I want to be here. I really do. I've enjoyed working with everybody here. You know, I just saw Mike Barrett and Mike Rice, and, you know, they just showed up to be here to support Maine. This is a great organization. Don't take your eyes off the fact that this is a good organization that wants this community to be proud of it. And that's the most important thing.
Kevin, it doesn't sound like you're very confident that you're going to be here leading this season.
I don't know that. I don't know that. I want to be. I'm going to keep doing everything I possibly can. I'm very proud of the work that we've done here. And I put we, Nate McMillan, Chad Buchanan, Mike Bourne, Tom Penn, Larry Miller, Sherry Hansen, Sarah Menza. I remember coming here a few years ago and the organization was in a different place. Now we should be very proud. This team, what this team is doing this year is truly amazing. That we're talking about the playoffs with as many injuries as we have. And that's what I want to focus on.
Given all Kevin, that, why is your future in doubt?
I don't think I'm the person to answer that. I want to be here. I told this early on in my career as being a GM here, is that I'd be here for 20 years. That's you know, Nate and I were just talking about it just a minute ago, and that Utah has had their general manager and their head coach for a long, long time. And that stability means a lot, and I feel like I work for a great owner and work with a great coach, and that's all I can ask.
How tough is it going to be to manage this team at the same time you're kind of looking over your shoulder? You know?
I'm not going to look over my shoulder. That's easy. I'm going to do what's right for this team and keep doing our process. We have a lot of processes in place. We believe in them. Chad Buchanan and Mike Bourne are the best at what they do, and we work very well together. It's been very fun. It's been very rewarding to bring this team to the level that it is.
Kevin, is it fair to say that your relationship with ownership has changed over the last year?
I don't know about that. You know, you go through ups and downs. That's typical. It's how you deal with the downtime. And I think that
tough climbing together organization. What have been the downs in the past year from your perspective?
Well, just an injury, you know, expectations. But that's normal. That's what this business is. We had high expectations. We went through a bunch of injuries. Guess what? We made some changes, and now we're competing and have a chance to hopefully move up. But, you know, I think we're a good team, and in the playoffs, we could do some things.
There's a lot of things out there. Is there anything you want to repeat that's been written and said?
Well, don't believe everything that's written, but the big thing is we have a very cohesive unit. And I know everybody's going to say, well, that's spinning. That's not spinning. Larry and I have communications every day. Nate and I talk 15 times a day. I talk with the players all the time. We have a good organization. It has been turned around. And the biggest thing is we have trust in each other. And at the end of the day, that's all you can have.
Kevin, what's your understanding?
Out there, I worry about everything I control, and I want to do the best job I can. That's the most important thing.
Your own agent.
You haven't wanted a contract decision?
No.
Never asked one?
No. Not one time. Never has been asked.
Your agent has been quoted as saying that he believes the ownership is looking to get you out. What's your response to that?
Well, I hope ownership doesn't. That's the bottom line. I want to be here. If you take anything away from here is that I've enjoyed being here. I enjoy being in the trenches with Nate McMillan.
Have you talked to Wayne McGarry about those comments that he was quoted and said?
Warren has his own opinions. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, this isn't about me. This is about this organization. Guys, this is a great organization.
Did Tom Byron come as a surprise to you?
Absolutely. Can you characterize your communication with Paul Allen a little more?
We can communicate just like we have, you know, email. And anytime that there's any sort of issue, there's communication.
Can you shine any
light? And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Right.
Every day there's something that's going on, and we try to communicate the best we can.
Can you shine any lighter details on Tom's dismissal beyond the general?
I can't. I can tell you it's philosophical differences and that the organization made the decision.
Your
that's,
agent.
That's all I can say.
Your agent characterized it as a drive-by, and it's something of an attempt on you. Do you see it that way?
I don't think so. I don't. I don't know, though. You know, I know that I care for Tom, and I care for this organization. And sometimes, you know, there's differences.
Don't you feel like it should be your call on who your right-hand man is, your assistant here?
I would tell you it was an organizational decision.
How did you find out about Tom's firing? What was your reaction to it? What was your thought process when you learned that Tom Penn had been fired?
Well, like I said, I was sad. You know, anytime someone as close to me as Tom is, and look, an organization isn't speak, right? And as a leader, one of the things I try to do is help them as many as any way that I possibly can. And, I do that with Chad, I do that with Mike, I do it with Sherry, I do it with Nate. We have many hats with the general manager's job, and number one is to help everybody else.
But this, Kevin, you've always been about open communication, dialogue, all that. When something like this is hanging over you with Paul, I mean, have you gone to Paul and said, what is going on, what is my status, where do I stand?
You know, now is not the time. We have to focus on the
playoff run. We're sitting here right now talking about,
which is what I don't want. I want this focus on this team. This team is an amazing team. Brandon, LaMarcus, Andre, Camby, Rudy. What they're doing right now is what we should be focused on. You think I want this bumper? You're crazy. I want it on those guys.
But regardless, it's here.
It is. But I want to get it on the team.
But again, why don't you do it, Paul? And why can't you just say that? You're always preaching.
I do. I do. And there will be that time. Right now.
Do you feel betrayed?
No.
Not at all.
At this point, would you be more surprised that you were here next year or not?
I don't know that. I want to be here. I love it here. There's nothing more gratifying to me than I think we've turned around this organization. We have great kids who are competing at the highest level. You know, I want us to make a playoff run and do some things in the playoffs. And I feel like that I've been somewhat of a part of that. I want to see this through. I want to see this through desperately. I want to have, I want that Rose Garden going crazy after a huge playoff win or a huge playoff series. That's what I'm about. If you think it's anything else, you guys are wrong.
Kevin, there's been a lot of stories come out in the last few days from inside your organization. Does it disturb you to see leaks like this? How much does that bother you?
Well, I can't control those. You know, I don't
well,
like.
Well, somebody has to control it.
Well, you can control what your agent says.
Yeah, but he's talking about a totally different.
No, but I mean, most organizations don't have those kind of leakage.
I don't like it. Of course I don't like it. Hey, Kevin. You know, I believe that we're all in this thing together. We have amazing people that I love getting in the trenches with.
Does it disturb you that other people within the league are talking about your team and you in a very specific manner?
Well, I can't control that. I do know teams, you know, are highly competitive.
Hey, Kevin, do you think your future here is tied at all to how the team does in the postseason?
This postseason?
I don't know that. I have to ask Larry or Paul. But, guys, you know this. We're not where we're at without this owner being as good as he is. He's a tremendous owner, and he's given us every opportunity to succeed.
Are you surprised to be having this talk right now?
Unbelievably.
I don't know how much more I could be positive on a human being. And here's the deal. Nate and I have a relationship where we don't agree on everything. As a matter of fact, we can get into heated debates. At the end of the day, we don't have a good understanding. That's our relationship. That's what I've always wanted our relationship. Shame on us if we agree all the time.
We united very much. One of the biggest topics that just came up after Tom's fire was the way the contract was
played. Yeah, right.
You never know what
happened. Do you want to tell you the offer was real?
And now, I'm not going to go into any details. Yes, I saw the offer. The offer was real.
But in terms of...
I'm not going to go into any more details on it other than tell you that I saw the offer.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thanks, Kevin. Yep.